The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. The first of its kind in Terrace, Pride Pals will be hosting a Pride Prom. Happening June 10th during Pride Month, Ollie Sherrill, a volunteer for Pride Pals, explained where the idea for a prom came from and what it'll look like.
It's basically an idea we had for a Halloween event last year, but it was kind of last minute when we sort of thought of it. So we thought it would be a better idea to do something for Pride Month this year. So it's going to be in the Sherwood Hall, which has a stage, and we're going to decorate it and have music. We have a photographer who's going to come and take pictures of people if they want their pictures taken. Sherwood will have drinks. We are working with Pita Pit for food, and we are also working with Chill, the ice cream place, to bring their food truck onto the location so that people can go and get lemonade and be cool. And then we are also doing a art contest, which is how we're sort of including people who aren't over the age of 19. It's with the schools in the area in Terrace, Sword Hill, Kitimat, and Hazleton. We basically send out posters to them where students can submit a piece of art that is Pride themed. We will have them up on the walls for our participants to vote on. And then the three, we're thinking top three who get the most votes, those kids are going to get stuff donated to them from us, from Misty River, and from TransCare BC, which is who funds us.
Starting in late 2019, Sherrill explained why they feel Pride Pals is an important group to exist in Terrace.
I think a lot of people have issues with fitting in, and there's a lot of mental health struggles in our town, and I think that that's a big part of it. People don't know that there are other people like them, and they don't follow social norms, or they don't fit into a world that is made for neurotypical people or heteronormative people, so they just feel so out of place and closed off, and it's especially hard in such a small community. But the internet is always a thing, but that doesn't always feel so close, and it can be a scary place as well. So I think it's just important that people can physically be around other people that are like them and that have been through similar things in their lives, you know, struggles with coming out or with the hate that can sometimes be in the real world and online. And I think it's just so important for especially like younger people to know that it gets better and that people are always going to be in their corner, whether they see it now or not.
Going through much of their inception during the COVID-19 lockdowns, Sherrill talked about the start of the group and what their gatherings often look like.
It started as, I believe, like a more of a school thing. One of our volunteers, Selena, has two kids who are in high school at the time, and they sort of came up with the logo and the name for the group. Then COVID hit, and we couldn't do too many in-person events, but we still did online, like, peer support group. There was some movie watching and just general, like, Zoom meetings, which is basically just everyone on Zoom hanging out. The world has opened up a little bit more. We do in-person events, and so we just try to generally provide a place where people can go and hang out with people who they have stuff in common with and to feel like they're, you know, not all by themselves. Right now, a lot of our events seem to have more of like a millennial age group, like, you know, late 20s, early 30s sort of characters. But we have had, like, we've done cosmic bowling a bunch in the past, and people will bring their kids, and so there are 60-year-old trans women bonding with like 8-year-old non-binary kids, and it's just so fantastic to see. So that's why we really want to do next year, have it be all ages and have everybody sort of included in one big thing. Sometimes it is a little more serious or a little more solemn, but in general it's just queer people being queer people and just laughing and hanging out and just feeling like, you know, we don't have to hide that part of ourselves. Some of our volunteers can't be out at work or can't be out at home, and so it's just a good place for them to go and just to be their authentic self.
Sherrill went on to talk about the group's reception in Terrace, which, although overall supportive, does have its moments of discouragement.
I think we're pretty lucky in that we do have a lot of support. We haven't received a lot of outright hate at the group, but we've all sort of experienced it more like on a personal level. Like there was the, we had a float in the riverboat day's parade. And there were a few people in the crowd who did yell out some more hateful things that I won't repeat. So that was sort of disheartening. But then with an event like this, like every business that we've gone to put up posters for us has been totally receptive. So I do think it is something that still needs work, but it is something that is changing and is becoming more of a movement up here.
Terrace's first Pride prom will take place on June 10th at the Sherwood Mountain Brew House and is a 19-plus event. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.